Hey there, trendsetters. Welcome back to Trending, the podcast where we dish out the hottest fashion, beauty, and lifestyle trends.
I'm Tinsley, and joining me as always is my fabulous co-host and BFF, Dalian.
That's right. Get ready to dive into the trends that are shaping our world today, from runway looks to everyday hacks, all while feeling like you're right here with us. Just catching up over coffee or a cocktail.
So grab your headphones, settle in, and let's get into it. This is Trending, where trends come to life.
Hello, and welcome back to episode 5 of Trending with Dalian and Tinsley. I'm so happy to be back here. I needed a little girl chat because I had a day. There was part of me that didn't want to do this. But I was like, no, this is the enjoyable part of my day, and we're going to show up. But that was the conversation I had with myself. How are you?
I'm good. I have been also missing this. Sorry, guys, that we took such a long break. I was just looking back at our notes from the last time, and it's been a month. Oops. How did that happen?
Whoops. Life.
Yeah, we had some personal things to take care of, and we're back. And I'm excited. We will not be taking a break for this long next time, hopefully. But I am excited to talk about all things beauty. But first of all, I just want to mention that today I realized I purchased 10 pairs of ballet flats.
I saw that on the show notes and I was like, what? You did what?
Yeah. So the question is, am I okay? Am I good?
Well,
it's not really.
What are you talking about?
It's not 10, it's 9. No, it's 8. Math. Math ain't mathing right now. Here's the deal. I wanted a pair of red ballet flats. Wanted the Jeffrey Campbell ones everywhere. Couldn't find them because they sold out so fast. I don't know if you guys follow me or follow Trending on Instagram, but I think we posted them in like yellow or some color. But then I was like, okay, Madewell's got some. And I purchased a pair and they got in the mail. I got them in the mail. And then it was like, I'm always a 5.5. I know that's super small, but 5.5 did not fit. Like huge.
That's so insane.
Fit like one size up. And then I was like, okay, let me get a size 5. I know it's crazy, but just like, this is how you know the shoes were just so big. But then I got the 5, but my order didn't come through right away. Like normally when you purchase things online. So I was like, oh, that's so weird. It was late at night too. And I was like, well, maybe it didn't go through. I ordered it again. 10 minutes later, I get both orders. Both orders have gone through for the same size, same shoe. I'm like, great. Now I have 3 orders. Then the size 5 comes in and it's damaged. Like looks super worn. So I'm like, okay, now I have to email them and get a replacement. The replacement pair doesn't come for another month because it's back ordered. Like it's back ordered because I've ordered them all. That's how many pairs I've ordered at this point. And so then I think I have 3 pairs with me right now and I'm waiting on one, but then I was like, okay, but I also like this white pair. And white, you gotta have a white, you gotta have red, you know, you gotta have variations in your ballet flats. Like I'm trying them all this season, like we talked about last episode. So then I get 2 pairs of a Jeffrey Campbell flat, which I know Jeffrey Campbell is like, sizing's all over the place.
I love their shoes, but I always have trouble.
So I order a 5 and a 5.5 based on the fact that the Madewell ones were so off. I get in a 5 and a 5.5 yesterday, both so small. So I have to then go to Anthropologie's website to order the 6, back ordered. Want to know why? Because I've ordered them all.
Yes.
Then I have to go to Jeffrey Campbell's site, try to find it. It's like the last pair. Anyways, such a long story to say that if you guys are eyeing a pair of shoes right now, buy them. Right now, because every single pair that I've been looking at has either sold out completely or they're on back order for months. So that's my shoe saga. I'm a little distraught about it, but not to mention all the charges on my credit card. But we'll get that sorted out. And hopefully at the end of the day, I'll have two pairs of really great flats that I love. And I'll share them with you all.
Well, I can confirm. I wish you could, if you're not watching on YouTube, I wish you could see my face. I've just been shaking my head this whole time. I can confirm that Tinsley did buy all of these flats because we had a FaceTime last week, just the two of us, to catch up. And she walked me through the beginning of this saga and showed me the damaged pair and then the alternate red pair. It is really something. Like, the way you shop is so interesting to me. And I really appreciated that you brought me in on the process of these shoes. And it just cracks me up. Like, I do not have this issue. I am get this, y'all. Tinsley is a size 5.5, maybe 6. I'm a size 10 no matter what. Like, my foot is a size 10, double the size of Tinsley's foot, and it's just doesn't matter the brand. I'm just a size 10. So, and they are never out of my size. So, I just don't even have this problem.
That's the thing. I'm like, why are people out of my size, though? A 5.5? I have always been, like, a true 5.5 the last few years. Before that, I was like, no one was really making a 5 or 5.5. It was just like 6 is the smallest. Even now, like some brands, 6 is still the smallest. I don't know what it is, but ballet flats be hitting different.
Yeah.
They are different. I even got this pair of mango flats last summer. Same deal. I'm like, oh, 5.5, 6. Cool. It's like they make them so narrow, some of them. Mm-hmm. And then the toe box is so long that no matter what, there's just always like an inch of room at your toe. Like, nobody wants that. And then it makes that little crease. You can see your toe outline. They got to figure it out.
Okay. So I'm really sorry about that. So here's the thing. I have a confession to make. And this is not so much a confession to you, because I think you know this. I assume you know this. But this is just a confession to the audience that I don't always prepare for these episodes, if you couldn't tell. Tinsley likes to come to the episode like prepared. She writes our show notes, and then I take care of the back end production work on our show. And so anyway, I just don't feel the need to prepare. I'm just always ready to show up, give my opinions, have a little chat. And I really like a little bit of the element of surprise. But this week I get the show notes from Tinsley, and I was like, oh, I need to prepare. Because today we're talking about beauty, makeup, and hair. And we have not done a beauty episode in a while. And I've been sitting at home wearing no makeup for the last 9 months. And so it's like, I almost showed up to this recording in no makeup. And then when I saw that we were talking about makeup and beauty and hair, I was like, I got to get myself together. So that's my confession, and that's also my segue into the topic.
Wait, but you said you had a presentation for work today.
I did.
Do you show up without makeup and hair?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you pointed that out. If you've seen me on Zoom, like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. I do not wear makeup to work. No. And I actually want to take a poll. Like, are we wearing makeup on Zoom? It just doesn't feel right to me. I then get off of a work call at the end of my day, and then I put on makeup for this show because this makes sense to me. Like, this is going on YouTube, and I also know that I'm going to be like staring at your beautiful face the whole time, so I'm gonna need to like wear something. But no, I do not wear makeup at work. My colleagues and my clients have never seen me in makeup.
Okay, this is new.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Here's my observation though. I don't think a lot of people wear makeup either. Like, a lot of the people I'm talking to are also not wearing makeup. I have a couple of colleagues that do. I mean, more power to you. I'm just like, no, we are not wasting the product on this.
Okay, I find it interesting because when I would go into an office every day, of course, I would do hair and makeup out the work. It was a modified version. Like, I would spend, I don't know, 15 minutes on makeup instead of, like, I could spend half an hour on makeup.
Yeah.
And, but still, if I had a meeting for work via Zoom, I would put on a bit of makeup, like a rushed face, maybe not a full face.
Yeah.
I could do a full face on Zoom if it was like, I don't know, you're meeting with your boss, you're meeting with higher ups or something. But that's me. But there's different, I feel like it's different because I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel put together or polished looking without makeup. It also helps me look older. And I just have like really pale features. I have uneven skin texture. Like, I don't have dark eyebrows or eyelashes or, you know, like, and I struggle with like under eye discoloring. Uh-huh. Like, there's a lot of reasons that I would just feel more comfortable and feel more professional with makeup on. But I feel like for you, you don't have as many of those issues.
I mean, I feel you. I hear you. I think it's such, I think it's a personal choice. And I find it so fascinating because, yes, if I was going into the office, I will do a full face. And even when I was hybrid in my previous role, like, you'd see me on Zoom Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, no makeup. When I go into the office on Wednesday, you will see a full beat at 8 a.m. Like, I don't know what the difference is. I guess for me, like, if you're seeing me in person, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I feel more confident going out with my makeup on. And then on Zoom, for some reason, it just feels so different to me. And it feels almost ridiculous to be sitting in my house alone with my makeup on. And I just, you know, Zoom has filters, y'all. Like, put on the blurring filter for your face. Like, you can even add lipstick. Like, I don't do all of that, but there's things you can do. And yeah, I just kind of don't worry about, like, you know, there's also the talking point that, like, men don't get up and have to spend 30 minutes on their appearance. And so, like, and I also work with a lot of men, and I don't really do it for this reason, but I do find the topic fascinating. Like, I'm not getting up an extra 30 minutes to do my makeup. Like, I'm just not. Yeah. Like, I can do my job just as good without makeup on. And I mean, I try to look presentable. Like, I do my skincare. I brush my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I brush my eyebrows. I like tame my hair, which we are going to talk about my favorite hair taming product. Sneak peek if you're watching. But like, I do my little things. I put on my jewelry. I get dressed to like be presentable. Yeah. But makeup every day, sitting at home alone, no. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
So if you saw me on Zoom, no, you did not.
Yeah, except now. You look beautiful.
Now,
but you also look beautiful without makeup. I can attest.
You also do. You're one of those.
But do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm self-deprecating. It's just like, I think that you have rarely struggled with acne or discoloration or like skin issues. And also your hair is naturally, like, that's how you wear it every day. You don't put a lot of product in it, or like, you don't style it's
got
it.
She's trying to say really nicely that it's got a naturally messy look.
No, it's great. It's curly. It's, you know.
It's curly. Like, yeah. It's,
you don't have to do anything to it because it looks good on its own. That's what I'm trying to say about your face too. Like, I do feel like we're kind of going down a rabbit hole here. I'm sorry. But it's I do think some women have this natural tendency to look like really polished and put together without so much makeup, even like bare skin. And like for you, you can just brush your eyebrows up. That's not the look for me.
It's a blessing.
Like, my features just don't show up as they do with makeup anyone, but like you guys see where I'm going. I do feel like with the skincare, there's not a whole lot I can do there at the moment because I am working with a dermatologist actively and we're fixing that issue. I do agree. It's so important to first correct the skin and prep your skin for makeup because then your makeup will be even better and you'll be able to wear less makeup, which is, that's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah.
But yeah, makeup, I feel like we've touched on a lot of trends. Like we're going here with the eyebrow or we're going here with less is more and all of that. But makeup still is at the end of the day going to be what we gravitate towards on a daily basis. Like I think if you're, even if you Diane are saying like, I don't do my get ready routine every single day, but like, how fun is it for you to just dab on a little blush stick or?
Oh no, it's fun. And I do keep my lip gloss on my desk. Like you will see me applying lip gloss. So, but to me, that's not like, you know, it's not like a full face.
Yeah. It's just like bringing out our inner child of how we used to play around with makeup. I mean, especially us, you guys know, we shared some stories in the past in season one, but I don't really experiment as much anymore. But it's fun to look at trends. Like I see that the whole IC trend is coming out where it's like a frosted lid or a frosted lip or shimmer everywhere. That's fun. I normally just like stick to the same routine these days.
I feel like when you do your makeup every day, it's easy to get in a rut and it's just like a chore. And then because I don't do my makeup super often, when I do want to go out or put some makeup on, it does feel very fun. And I find myself like playing with it more and more. And I love some of the more like nostalgic, playful trends that are happening right now with makeup. And obviously I feel that those are very driven by Gen Z and some of the more like creative ways that they have taken makeup and adapted it into different things. And like, I have some glitter eyeshadow, which like I haven't had glitter eyeshadow since I was like 13. And it's like, you might see me wearing glitter eyeshadow one day. You might see me wearing no makeup on Thursday. And then on Friday, I might be wearing some glitter eyeshadow.
0 to 100.
That's pretty much my life.
Sephora's sale is happening this week, which by the time this episode releases, it won't be happening. So sorry. Hope you guys got all your stuff.
But yes.
I did not know this, but on their website, it has like trending on social and then like up and coming. Like I actually love their collection pages. This is my first time like actually looking through those because
really?
I tend to stay away from Sephora because it's just a dangerous place. I don't want to have to purchase a bunch of things I don't need. I don't want to be talked into things. It's fun to go in person and like try everything out. I think that's a little fun field trip, but I was like, okay, Sephora sample or no, not sample sale. Sephora sale. What is it called?
I'm on the app right now. I have the app. It's called the Sephora Savings Event.
Oh, that's who calls it that. But I was on there because in my head, I've been making a list. I'm like, there's certain makeup products, there's certain hair products.
Yeah, what's on your list? Because this is hilarious. This is hilarious to me because I've been on the app probably, you know, no less than 100 times in the last few days, debating also on what I'm going to buy, like planning my buy. And I want to hear like what was on your list and then what you actually did or did not wind up purchasing.
No, I haven't purchased anything yet because I, like I said, I want to be smart about this. And I usually avoid the sale unless there is something like I'm out of my favorite eyebrow pencil. Let's put that in the cart. I don't use this as an opportunity to try things normally because right. I do also have a budget for makeup, toiletries, skincare. Toiletries. I know. It's not that big of a budget. It gets taken up by the skincare. I usually like to spend my money on skincare. We got to talk about this. The hair routine, we'll talk about it a little later because I'm like realizing this year, like I need to work on my hair routine. I really do.
Yes.
And makeup, like I said, makeup, I have not been experimenting at all. So I am behind. This is not the category of where I am trendy. Not anymore, at least. We used to. But here's what I want to try.
Tell me.
The Milk Cooling Water Jelly Tint Lip and Cheek yes. Blush Stain.
Yes.
So fun. It's like literally, it's jello in a tube. And you can like put it everywhere, bright colors. Now they're already sold out of the two colors I wanted. Go figure. So I should have jumped on that. Also want to try Patrick Ta Cream and Powder Blush Duo because I hear such great things about that. And then I've been, this is on my hair care journey, the Fable and Main pre-wash hair treatment oil. You like put it all over your scalp for the shower.
Okay.
Also some brands I want to try that I've never tried before. Milk. I know that's surprising. It's been around a while. Tower 28, One Size by Patrick Star, and Say. Is that how you say it? I know those have been around for a while. Yeah, I just have not wanted to experiment, mainly because I know that I spend most of my money on clothes. And if I start experimenting with things, like I'll get a product and be like, oh, I can't live without it now. Got to replace it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that is danger of Sephora.
It is. You start getting 20 products that you love for beauty, skin, hair, whatever. Oh, my gosh. That's 1,000 monthly payments.
Yes. Yes. I mean, high low, like we say. I mean, this is, I love that we're having this conversation and I love that I shared about what I do or don't do for work from home. Mm. And then I love that we're talking about hair because I recently listened to a podcast, where Jen Atkin, the founder of Way and Mane and Mane Addicts, she was speaking on the podcast and it really inspired me because she said something like to the effect of that she's sort of out of the pandemic, like I'm not going to do my hair and makeup vibe. And it kind of made me like self-reflect, like, am I stuck in that pandemic vibe? Like, because I have been working from home essentially since the pandemic. And she was saying, like, I'm kind of in my, like, business Barbie era. And, like, I want to do my hair and I want to put on a little makeup. And, like, I want to be presentable and get out into the world. Like, even if there are days that I'm working from home. And it just inspired me, which also is related to the sample sale to the Sephora sale. Because one of the things that I like to do with the on sale products, and I feel like I shop on sale for beauty a lot better than I do for clothes. I make bad decisions with clothes, and with beauty, I feel like I really have it down. But like, I like to get the things that I always use, like things that I know are in my rotation. And then that's what I'm going to get on in the sale. And a lot of the products that I use are from her brand, Way. And so like I use the leave-in conditioner. It's really, really good for all hair types. And it's also a heat protectant. So if you do like use hot styling tools and you put this on the night before in the shower, like you're covered for that. And then I use the curl cream from Way on my hair dry. You can do wet or dry, but I do it dry. And if I like wake up and things are feeling a little frizzy, like that really brings my curls back together. So like those are the kinds of things that I already bought in the sale. I already checked out twice. I've already done two carts full. Yeah. I also got the Way hand wash, which I've been wanting to get for years. I've heard that they make like the best hand soap. And so I got two bottles of the hand wash, like one for my bathroom and one for the guest bathroom. Like those will last me a really long time. And then I got I actually didn't get any makeup. I got hair care products that I know I use. The hand soap, I guess, was like a trial. But that's it's bougie, yeah. Mm. I'm trying to be bougie. My in-laws are coming to town and we got to have nice hand soap. My parents are coming in a couple weekends, you know? Mm. I can't renovate the bathroom, but I can have nice hand soap. I got the Mane hot brush styler.
Mm. Can I look that up? I'm going to look that up real quick. I think that's the one that I was looking at and I was like, oh, girl, you don't need to spend that much on that, but I understand why you would. It's just, yes, I was looking at that, but I don't need it.
I have heard that, like, I have been looking at it and looking at it and looking at it, and I also, like, a couple times was like, okay, I don't need it. I don't need it. But after I listened to that podcast where she was speaking about it and how easy it is to use and how quick you can give yourself a blowout look, I was like, I'm going to try it. Why not? I'm going to try it. It's way more affordable than the Dyson Airwrap, which is like sort of their thing because she used to help develop Dyson hair products. And so like she wanted to create something that's a lot more affordable for like the everyday girl who can't afford a $700 hot air wrap brush. So I'm excited to try it. And I felt like getting a hair tool and like products that I always use was like a good use of my discount.
Yeah, those are great. And I feel like for you, you are going to get so much use out of that hair tool because you're not someone who usually uses any heat products or heat tools on your hair. I did look at it and I'm intrigued by the, like, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's a more, it basically looks like a round brush. It's not the one that's like the hot tools or the Revlon where it's round, but also like very wide and flat on either
side. And it doesn't blow air. It's just hot. It doesn't blow air. It's not like a brush that you use for wet hair. It's for dry hair.
Yeah. I want to try something similar, but just at a lower price point because I have purchased the Revlon and the Hot Tools styler / blow dryer. And I just think that does not work on my fine hair. Like it's not giving me the volume and the roundness that I'm looking for. It looks amazing on some of my other friends, but for me, it's just, I need something else. But I feel like I've kind of tried all the trendy heat tools and I just need something maybe like, I think Revlon has one that's maybe like $40. So I'll try that. Yeah. But I'm definitely curious to hear about yours. I have a friend that she was looking at getting the Dyson Airwrap, but then she tried out the Shark version, which I feel like is half the price of the Dyson. She was really happy with it. Again, I don't need that right now. And I'm not someone who spends a lot of money or time on my hair. But I want to fix it. I do. I have some products saved. I've got some TikToks saved. I actually watched a few TikToks today and got a lot of good inspo about kind of like the updated trendy hair products and what I need for healthy hair. Because I don't know, like most of you are probably listening, but if you watch on YouTube, like I'm getting the patches on the side, which I have struggled with over the past few years. Like I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, I went to my hairstylist and she was like, it looks like your hair's postpartum. And I've never been pregnant before. So I feel like I fixed it a little bit because I changed the part on my hair. But then, yeah, we're going through that again. Doesn't help that I wear these slick back buns often, but that's because my hair gets so oily from it being so fine. Especially when I work out, like if I work out, it's done for, even if it's clean hair, especially walking around the city, like every single time I come back, I smell like smoke. I cannot keep my long, fine hair very clean for very long. So it usually gets pulled back into like a bun, a braid, something like that. It also, I feel like goes with some of my outfits and makes them look more stylish, which is why I'm debating, should I just chop it?
Well, I just got my hair cut pretty short and I'm so happy with it. And I also have been having to use that didn't look very good. I just lifted up my hair to show you the size of my head. but I've been using a shampoo that helps like with regrowth too, because I also had like, I think my hair was just falling out from stress. I definitely had a lot of hair loss during COVID and just from like the stress of life and the world. But anyway, I do have a shampoo that I have been testing out and we'll be happy to recommend in a future episode.
There's this one called, it's L'Oreal, and it was all over the internet when I was looking. It's like the Everbond. I'm looking it up for you guys. Yeah, Everbond or Everpure. They have several products, but hairstylists were recommending those. Guys, I'm not a hairstylist, so like if you buy this and it damages your hair, I don't know, I'm sorry, but I was surprised. L'Oreal, you know, there's all the, like, if you're a makeup artist or a hairstylist and they make videos, they'll be like, this is what I recommend from a drugstore or a Target.
Yeah.
So I was watching a lot of those. I do want to look into doing like some hair oil. People use different shampoos and conditioners. Like if they want this with their hair, if they want this with their hair, it's Monday, it's Wednesday. I stick to the same cheap shampoo and conditioner every single day. I don't use any hair oil. I use a cheap dry shampoo, sometimes a texture spray or a hairspray.
Yeah.
And then I think I use like a thickening spray or a blowout spray before I blow out my hair. But like I, for years, have kept it so simple. And I was thinking, I was like, I used to not be that way. In high school and college, I didn't get fancy stuff, but I would load up at the drugstore or at Walmart. So I'm like, what happened to me? But you know what it is? I had this like gunk issue in my hair. This was like 5 years ago. And I was like, I'm going to just stop using all this extra product and see what happens. Do you get that sometimes? Like, I don't know if it's my hair texture. I will like get so much buildup that I'm even afraid to use a hair oil. Your hair can handle it, I think.
My hair can handle a lot. I've had seasons. Like I've had a weird last few years of just like changes, I guess, going into my, you know, late 20s. Things just are different than they were before. At least that's what I'm blaming it on. But yeah, I mean, I sometimes have issues and then sometimes I don't. I have been over the last few years, I've been buying my shampoo from the hairdresser, like from my hair salon.
I was too.
Because I just was using some, like not the right stuff. I think I was using stuff that was too cheap. And then I was like, I'll just, you know, I go and see her. I was like, let me at least get the professional advice. And I told her what I was struggling with. And she helped me pick out some different shampoos that I've been trying out. I'm trying out another one now that I got in the Sephora sale that was recommended to me by a professional hairstylist. So we'll see. Yeah, but I don't have a lot of buildup issues. And I'm probably unique too. Like I don't even brush my hair. Like not really. So
that part has always perplexed me so much. Like we have had 1,000 sleepovers in our lifetime and Diane just would like get out of the shower and go to bed. And I'm no joke in the bathroom mirror. She's in bed 15 minutes. Like raking through my hair because my hair gets such bad tangles. I'll go to the hairdresser and they're like, it's like the Princess Diary scene where I break the brush. It's just that bad. And I actually, my last hair appointment, they had to get out the tweezer. What is it? It's the tweezer.
What?
The tweezer brand, but it's like the, it doesn't have a handle. It's a brush. It's like a, almost looks like the scalp massager, but it's the like tweezerman.
Okay. It's like a detangler? Around.
Like it's a detangler. Yeah. And I don't even know if I'm saying brand. So
no, I think that that brand is real. I didn't realize they made hair brushes, but they make like the tools for your face. So maybe they make hair tools. Yeah.
Also, I'll just look it up, you guys. So I was at the hairdresser and they had to get that thing out and tangle teaser. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. Like, this is just my hair. This is what happens. And they're like, oh, no worries. Like, it's your hair type. I'm like, okay, good. But
is it so fine that it gets tangled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, a mess. And when
it's like
when I go
to get a pedicure and they pull out the cheese grater for me. It's like that.
Oh my God, never say that again. I just had such don't say that. Like I use that on my food. Don't say that.
They don't pull that out for anybody else. None of my sisters. Yeah. They're just getting a regular pedicure. And they have to pull out the special tools. I'll just call it that.
You got them fungi toes. Okay, so here's what I did. I bought the Tangle Tweezer brush. Because I'm okay. Like, you know what? Let me do a little brush research. Because I've been seeing people who were like buying these. Like, they were viral, trendy hair brushes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I've got the same hairbrush that costs $5, $10 at the store. It's lasted me for years. I'm like, let me look into this. Why are we getting expensive hairbrushes? There's this one, I can't remember the brand, but it's like Peter something. Mason Pearson. It's almost $300. Then there are other ones like the Crown Affair one. I think that's like $75. I'm like, oh my gosh. I thought it was a big deal that I spent $20 on the Tangle Teaser.
This is why when I looked at your show notes for what you wanted to talk about in this episode, I was like, oh, I need to do some preparation because I don't brush my hair. So, for me, that's the kind of thing. It's like, no, we're not spending money on that. But I guess if you brush your hair every day and you want to do some girl math, like eventually that brush will be free if you keep it for like the next 10 years.
No, but here's the thing. I was reading some reviews and people were saying like, yeah, it's a good brush, but it also has some issues still. And also like, how can we justify the price of this? But I didn't know this when I was researching brushes because I'm like, well, why are we getting a wet brush and a dry brush? And like, I just wanted to get overwhelmed. I'm like, why are we not just sticking to one brush? This is what they say about brushing your hair.
Oh boy, I'm in for it.
For you, you're like, I don't need to brush my hair. Why?
Maybe I do.
Well, for me, I'm like, I got to brush my hair. I walk outside for 10 minutes. I got to come inside. I got to brush my hair because it gets all tangly. Brushing your hair is about stimulating blood flow and distributing natural oils. That's why you're supposed to brush your hair. I had zero idea.
Yeah. I knew that.
You knew that?
Yeah.
I knew that with like the scalp massager, but I didn't know we were supposed to brush our hair for that reason. I thought we were just brushing our hair so it didn't look crazy.
Yeah. I knew that, but that's the only reason that I will on occasion brush my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. I did know that. I'm sorry to tell you. I should have told you. I should have told you.
And guys, if you're listening and this is not news to you, well, then I feel like the world's biggest dum-dum. Anyways, I want to move on.
There's so many things, like all the things. It's hard to keep up. Isn't that why we made this show?
Yeah, that's why we made the show. It is so hard. I want to move away from hair because, yeah, we've talked about
it. What you want to talk about?
At length here. But something that I forgot to say that I want to try about makeup, because I'm staring at this little bin of lip stuff that I have with me. Dibs. I want to try dibs. At first I was like, I don't want to try that. It's just trendy because an influencer made it. But now I'm like, no, that little bronzer blush stick has gotten some awards and it looks good. And I'm tired of the Rare Beauty one. As good as it is, I'm tired of it leaking all over my makeup bag.
The Rare Beauty stick leaks?
Not the stick. It's like, it looks like a lip gloss container and it's liquid, not cream.
Blush?
Blush.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Rare Beauty dibs is like the cream stick. I like a cream.
Okay.
not necessarily a liquid. It's so messy.
I see. Yeah, no, I'm on a, I moved away from the Rare Beauty blush to the Merit little blush thingy.
You didn't tell me this.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you now. I actually think I had it in that episode. I think I had brought both because I think at the time I was layering both. But anyway.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape. Roll it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's funny you say that because I'm like, the Rare Beauty has been good, but I feel like I'm just still using it because I paid for it. But now I'm like, okay, it's been like months and months and months of me using something I really don't like only because I paid $40
yeah.
for it. So
we're gonna
move on. But I realized, like, I loved the Ilia multi-stick where it was like the cream. It almost looks like the color of the Merit one. So I'm like, do I go to Ilia? Do I go to Merit? But now I'm like, I want to try the Bibs. There are a lot of good options out there.
Blush is so fun. I love blush.
My favorite. I think it's my favorite. Oh my God. You know, I didn't tell you this. We're keeping things from each other.
But how can that be?
Well, this is what happens when we don't record. And also, I just...
We talked last week. We had a real phone call.
Not about this.
I know. Even when we hung up from that phone call, I was like, I have 1,000 other things I have to tell you. Like, we barely got into it and we talked for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. But like, we can't talk about this kind of stuff. Otherwise, we'll have nothing. We'll have no content to record. I got an email from, it was like an agency seeking UGC content creators for Valentino Blush. And I was like, I don't do beauty.
Yeah, like, you
I'm
do.
Not for beauty.
Yes, but, you do.
Well, we have this podcast, yes. But I was like, I will be doing that for some blush now because how fun is blush? It's just
you
like.
You do now. Yes.
I'm like, you know, let me just swipe, swipe. So I'm excited about that one.
You do beauty content now. That's what you do now.
We be doing beauties.
I am so excited for you. No, you did not tell me about this. Girl, look at you and all your brand partnerships and your user-generated content. And I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm working with a really cool client right now at work that does, like, helps brands connect with influencers. And they do a lot of UGC. And I've just been super excited to, like, learn a few things from them. And I'm just so excited for you.
Thank you.
Things are really picking up for you.
Well,
the Maisel deal. Yeah. You've been doing stuff with Newly. Oh. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I feel like I really wasn't getting much traction. And then I posted
the Jenny Bird. Yeah. Oh, like,
guys, Jenny Bird's. Oh, okay. This episode's actually going to release later. So let's just save this for you and me, but the Jenny Bird sales tomorrow and I'm pumped. Okay. You guys, I think we initially thought that there was nothing to talk about in this category. It turns out we have so much to talk about, but I think that just goes back to our roots of we have always loved playing around with hair and makeup and we don't get to do that as much as adults. But fun trends to try. And I do want to just end with this last question because there are a lot of big opinions on this. And me and Dalian, I think, are on opposing sides. Do you guys think that the road lip treatment and the summer Fridays is similar or that one or the other is better? I feel like I've been seeing more about summer Fridays.
I'm just applying my road. Look at you with the summer Fridays.
Yes. I inspired videos about what's in my bag. And I was like, I got to get some updated lip product. But
for
you know
me,
what
it's this. Like, I love road.
I know. And I really can't say much because I haven't tried it.
Well, I haven't tried the summer Fridays one. So I can't really say either.
Let's give each other that. Send each one. Okay. I do want to point out though, because I can't remember if I talked to you about this, but it's kind of like a close running. It's different because it's not like lip glossy, but it's a lipstick that doesn't feel like a lipstick. It's the Kosas Wet Stick Moisturizing Shiny Sheer Lipstick with Ceramides. Okay. So I feel like it's doing it all. It's really the...
I love that brand. I use that concealer.
The Kosas and the Ilia lip tints, super good. Wet oils.
Oh, and I have a wet oil from them. Yes.
Yeah. I do love a lip oil because I feel like I can't walk around in the city with a lip gloss. It drives me crazy. My hair is always stuck to it, even though I love a lip gloss. I've kind of had to like move on. So the Kosas, what is it? Wet, moisturizing, lipstick, whatever it is. The container, not the container. What is it? What's the lipstick packaging? Thing? The packaging. Okay, we'll just call it packaging. It's magnetic.
Oh, okay, not the packaging.
But then this one's dirty. I apologize. It's so moisturizing, and it looks like I'm not wearing anything. It's so good. You have to try it. I think we should send each other the Summer Fridays, and then we'll just test it out. I'm sorry that you don't have the phone case, though. I still think about you.
Well, it's fine. I'm not over it, but it's fine. I'm gonna get over it. I stopped working my angle of the getting myself a new phone, but I'll be back on it soon. You have a birthday coming up, and I just was flooded with a bajillion ideas of what to get you for your birthday. So,
imagine you have that. Guess what? I was not even going to tell you this because I just felt so bad. I've been thinking about you since that episode we recorded. I got a new phone.
What? Do you want the phone case?
Well, when I got the phone, here's the deal. Like, I wasn't planning on getting
a phone. How did you not tell me?
Because I felt bad. I didn't want you to be jealous.
I am jealous.
Well, so, okay. I just should have told you earlier. Ben got me the new phone. Like, he just surprised me with the new phone because I've been just complaining about how my camera is not good. And so he's like, here's a new phone. This better fix every issue. And then as soon as I got the new phone, I was like, you know when you get a new phone, you get a new phone case? I was like, oh, I could get that phone case from Rode.
Gosh.
But then I was like, I can't do that to you.
You can. You can have it. Everyone has it. I think there's a wait list now.
Sorry, we get so excited we start talking over each other. I've not seen anyone with that phone case, to be honest.
Listen, the cool girlies have it, and I'm not one of them. But you should be. I actually
do that because, like, I live in a cool city. I'm not.
I actually did see on TikTok. I saw on TikTok that the phone case is actually a bit bigger and chunkier than people had thought.
Oh, well, that's right. That's right. Because people were like, they showed the front of it, but they've never shown the side of it.
It has a really bulky profile, and I think people are like, yeah, I don't really want that. It did not discourage me from wanting it whatsoever. I know what I'm getting you for your birthday now, but.
It's so cute, though. Like, I think it's.
I just love the idea of it. I love the Rode brand. Like, I pull the Rode website up. Like in client meetings sometimes. Like I'm so inspired by that brand. I've actually pulled up the website of Crown Affair as well. Like I love looking at beauty brands for references. Mm-hmm. I just think there's so many brands killing it. I love that category. My dream one day is to be like head of marketing at I don't know, Rode or Way or any of these brands. I just think that would be so fun. And then I'd get all the products. And then I'll work with you as a content creator to help promote my brand. Anyway, we're getting carried away. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. And I hope you all have a wonderful week.
You'll be there one day. You'll be in this club too.
I will.
Then we can have matching phone cases.
Well, this episode has inspired me. I started by saying that I don't do any makeup, but I think I'm going to start putting in a little effort. I don't know that it means makeup on a daily basis, but with the hair, I don't know. Like I'm feeling inspired by your conversation.
I think that sometimes I get so in the weeds with like, okay, here's another day of having to do my makeup again, that I almost leave those sessions and be like, I don't feel any prettier than when I had it off my face.
Yeah.
And I think what I try to remind myself, like, this is about making myself feel better and feel more put together. I think that you could do a simple little 5-minute routine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like enhance the features, throw on a little blush, throw on a little lip, roll out the hair, and I think you'll feel better, and it also will help you be more productive, because for me, that does help my productivity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really struggling in the productivity area, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Well, I mean, like, you know, some days you're like in your house all day, you haven't like looked in the mirror, and you're just like,
oh no, yeah. Then you're like, I'm stuck. Yeah, no, I totally get you. Like I definitely like can go like 5 days without really looking at myself in the mirror. And then I'm like, am I ugly?
Are we just kidding? Wrong message during this episode? Everyone is beautiful. Just do what you want to do. Have fun. No need to do things because the world tells you you have to.
Yeah, no, totally. Clearly, I'm on that train. No, I actually probably think too highly of myself. Yeah, I'm good. Like, I look great.
You do.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for hanging with me, chatting with me. Seriously, like this, I love that I can be inspired by my own podcast, and you influence me and inspire me so much. And I love that we can do this. And I really am glad that I got myself here and that we didn't cancel, because I needed this. I love you. I hope that everyone has a wonderful week. And yeah, hit me up in our DMs. Like, are you wearing makeup on Zoom? I just want to know. I need to know. What are the girlies doing? The work from home girlies.
Yeah, let's chat. Okay, talk to you guys later.
Bye.